Lisa Shedeckel, an investigative reporter for the Connecticut Health Eye Team. I was talking about her between 5 and 6 this morning. And a University of Washington study shows wide disparities between Connecticut counties in death rates from certain cancers and other illnesses. And Dan, we have Lisa as our special guest here until 7 o'clock. Lisa, good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, guys.
Lisa, this is a very interesting story, and we see the disparity in counties here in Connecticut, and it seems that income might play a role. What did your study reveal, or your report reveal?
Yeah, it looked at, it was great because it looked over 30 years at death rates from cancer and other diseases, and it showed really wide swings between counties in terms of mortality rates for most cancers, with, as you said, income being a big determinant. So you had Fairfield County and Tolland County, which are our highest income counties, having relatively low mortality rates, and Windham County, New Haven, and Hartford having high mortality rates from the same cancers. I mean, in some cases, almost twice as likely to die from certain cancers in Windham or New Haven and Hartford than you are in Fairfield or Tolland. So certainly income plays a role, as does, this study didn't look at it, but racial and ethnic disparities also. But this really sort of drilled down into county-by-county differences, and it tracked right along income.
Lisa, why do we let this happen? I mean, we can take care of this. Why don't we take care of it?
You know, it's a national problem. It's not just in Connecticut mortality is higher for cancer and other diseases in low income areas. And it's a tough. I mean, I think Connecticut and other states are trying to address it, but from what the experts say, a lot of it, this is not incidence of cancer. So you're not more likely to get cancer in certain counties than others, but you're more likely to die from it. So that has to do with things like access to care. Do you have a primary care doctor who's screening you? It also has to do with early detection and screening. And why that might track along income, some folks say, is because if you and I have lower back pain for some prolonged period of time, we can call our primary care doctor and take time off from work and get our kids child care and go get taken care of. But if you're a mom in Windham County or New Haven, you may not be able to take the time off. You may be worried about your insurance copays and deductibles. So there's sort of a resistance to go in early, and that may be part of the reason why these things aren't getting detected early and treated. And the other thing is, treatment options. I mean, if you are hooked up with a really good primary care doctor in Fairfield County and they find a tumor somewhere, you're likely to get top-of-the-line treatment, and that may not be the case in other parts. So I think all states are trying to deal with it, but it's kind of complex because some of it is not just access to care. It's, are you going and getting screened? Does your life allow you to, get time off, go to the doctor? Are you worried about your insurance copays and deductibles? So I think it's certainly more education has to happen, outreach by doctors to folks who might be at high risk. But I think Connecticut's trying.
How long did you say this has been going on, this investigation?
Well, the study that was put out looks at 30 years of data. Going back to 1980 to 2014. I mean, the good news is deaths from all cancers have gone down nationally. And in Connecticut, actually mortality from all cancers has gone down 28%, which is a bigger drop than many states, and it's higher than the national average. So that's the good news. And our rate of death from most cancers, except for four, is lower than the national average. So there's some good news in this, that we've made progress, and that as a statewide as a whole, our death rates from most cancers are lower than the national average.
Talking with Lisa Shedeckel, investigative reporter for Connecticut Health I-Team. She's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. You mentioned except for four, and I guess those four with higher than average rates are stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, uterine cancer, and bladder cancer, according to the 2014 data. Any particular reason why those four cancers are higher than average, Lisa?
Yeah, I asked that, too, of the sort of experts in this area. Those are harder to, they don't show up early, so that they're harder to detect. So you're less likely to go to a doctor complaining of symptoms from those cancers. It's more likely they'd be picked up by like at a regular checkup or a, contact with a primary care doctor. So, other cancers, breast cancer, lung cancer, you're more likely to have a symptom and report it, but on those four cancers, the problem is that usually they're not detected until they're already at a later stage. And if you're not going in for regular appointments to a doctor or screenings, you're unlikely to, they're unlikely to be detected.
Well, so again,
that's the best reason that was given is that, they're just harder to, they're generally harder to detect. And if you don't have regular contact with a doctor, they're less likely to detect.
But Lisa, you're saying that here in Connecticut, we are doing better.
We're doing better, yes, in terms of mortality from almost every cancer. Yeah, I mean, our breast cancer rate has gone, death rate from breast cancer has gone way down. The same thing with lung, cervical, most every cancer. There's a few sort of nationally cancers that have gone up. Liver rates for almost all counties, liver cancer and mesothelioma have gone up, but for most cancers, we're doing much better. The other area that kind of stood out in this report, they looked at mortality from mental health and substance abuse. Connecticut's sort of been known nationally for so many reforms and improvements in mental health, but unfortunately, our rate of death from mental health and substance abuse is considerably higher than the national average. As of 2014, and you guys know that we just had a medical examiner's report come out that we had a record number of deaths from opioids.
Big time.
Yeah, big time. So that's what's fueling our standing as a higher than average death rate for mental health and substance abuse. So that's an area that's really, I think, Connecticut's going to have to
Lisa?
Pay some attention to.
Lisa, we thank you so much, and we're going to get you back again. This is very, very interesting, but at least there is a plus that it is better than it was.
Yep, thanks so much.
Terrific. Thanks, Lisa. We'll talk down the road. Have a good day.